Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since we're already past 2 o'clock, I'll keep this reasonably short.
I'm sorry, Rick.
You're all right. What I'm going to talk about today is, I'm sure most of you are aware that NLS, National Library Service, is in the process of converting their players, their cassette-based players for talking books, over to a digital system using cartridges that I believe as of August has started rolling out. So if you're using the Talking Book service, I would hopefully within the next few months would be getting a notice of your new players. What I want to do first is, unfortunately, I don't have a new player here with me. But what I do have, we're going to talk about also alternative players, and I have two alternative players here with me today. I don't know who can see and who can't, but I have two of them here in my hands that are very small units, much smaller than the NLS unit, and they also can do quite a bit more. And but at first, what I'm going to do is, I got a 17-minute demonstration of the NLS player that somebody else did back in June that I just want to play, and then we can have questions about that. And as soon as we have that finished, then I will start talking about my two alternative players here that I have with me. Actually, there are a total of 4 alternative units now besides the NLS provided one for free. The other 4, of course, aren't free, and I'll talk more about that here in a bit.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
What's the size of the NLS player?
Small purse size. How does that sound?
It is smaller than the cassette unit.
Okay.
I believe it's about 8 inches back.
Okay.
By about 5 or 6 inches wide, by about a couple inches thick, to an inch or two thick.
Okay, now how big are the 2 units that you're going to play?
Well, the one is called the Humanware Victor Stream. It's basically in my hand.
So palm size, or
roughly, it's a size. It's a bit bigger than maybe say a pack of cigarettes or a deck of cards.
Okay.
About the same thickness. It's about the same size as some of your older remotes for televisions.
Okay.
The GW Micro BookSense is smaller than that.
Okay.
It's very, very similar to a cell phone, you know, the candy bar styled cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I pass it around, it's almost indistinguishable from a cell phone, to tell you the truth. The only difference there is there's no screen on it.
Okay.
And I'll talk about the differences between these, which one, you know, somebody might want over the other. Okay.
Ed's gonna watch it.
Any other questions before?
I was gonna ask, do we all use the NLB stuff? I mean, I do.
NLS
or
the
NLS?
National? Yes.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Not as much as I should.
Yeah, and I do. I use mine solely now online with the new service. I don't get cassettes at all anymore. So.
I get the cassettes and plug them in and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's a nice soft chair I'm sitting in.
Well, as you'll hear here, the new player will give you some advantages to doing that.
Yeah.
Because it has a sleep
timer. It has a sleep thing.
Yeah, exactly.
They had one on display down at the last convention.
Right, right. I'm sure you may have seen them. But I don't know if everybody has, so that's why I thought I would play the demonstration. It's about 17 minutes long, so it's not very long. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's see what I have here. Speed Fat New NLS Digital Talking Book Player.mp3.
Is that plenty loud?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start it.
Enter.
Hey everybody, it's Bill Bullis. Welcome to the Friday Morning Podcast, and today I've got a special surprise. I am the first, and I pride myself in saying that because I try to work hard to get everybody where they need to be as far as technology goes, and I am proud to say that I'm the first to review the brand new digital talking book player from the Library of Congress or from NLS. So if you're an NLS patron, you will probably be receiving one of these players within the next 6 months to a year, and I am very, very happy to be doing this podcast here today to talk to you guys about the player. And first off, if you want to email me or you want to send anything to the show, you can do it by writing to bill@billbullis.com. Billbullis.com is our official website. And for all of you who are new listeners to the podcast, welcome. Thank you very much for taking the time to check us out here each and every week. Anyway, I'm sitting here with the NLS player in front of me. There are two types of NLS players. There's a basic and there's an advanced player. They are exactly the same shape, size, and weight. So if you get the advanced player, you get some added functionality to it. If you get the basic player, that's fine. It can play your books and stuff like that. All right? Well, I'm going to start off first by describing the unit. And we'll start at the very front end of the unit, where the handle is. Now, I want everybody to imagine that you have your talking book cassette machine in front of you. The handle slides in and out of the unit on the front just like it would on your old talking book machine. Right above the handle, again, along the front edge of the unit, is the opening for your cartridge that you're going to be receiving anytime you order a book from the Library for the Blind. They come on these little cartridges, and I'll describe the cartridge toward the end of this podcast, okay? But anyway, so on the front edge, you've got the little opening where you slide the cartridge up into the unit, right? And that's all that there is on the front edge of the unit. On the left-hand edge of the unit, there is nothing. It's just a smooth, pretty much, left side of your NLS player, okay? No ports, no buttons, no attachments, no anything. And that's along the left edge. Along the back of the NLS player, you'll find the well that the power cord wraps up and goes into, just like the old talking book machines, okay? So you wrap up the power cord and stick it in that little opening, in that little well like you had on the old machines. Nothing new there. The power cord does not detach from the unit. It is in there, and you're not going to be able to remove it and put it anywhere, which is kind of good, so you don't have to, you know, wonder, where did I put that power cord? You know, it's right into the unit. The only difference, I guess, is that it adds some size to the unit, because they do need to build that little well in there. On the right-hand side of the unit, going from front to back, as you slide your hand along the right edge, you will have your headphone jack. And it's a eighth-inch jack. And then there's a cap where you could connect your USB to a computer. And the reason you do that is, from what I was told anyway, and I've messed with it a little bit, is for somebody who can't really use the buttons and things like that. Also, you could put a thumb drive in there as long as it has only one NLS book on it, and you stick the thumb drive in there, you press the play button, and it'll start to play your NLS book as long as there's one book on the thumb drive. So there's no support for multiple books if you have multiple books on a USB drive. It'll only do one, okay? So anyway, that's basically that. Let's now go over the main part of the machine, which is on the top. As it's laying on the table, the buttons are all on top of the machine, and you just basically push down on them in order to operate them. Toward the front of the machine, there are three buttons going from left to right, is your rewind, your play pause, and your fast forward. They're very nicely shaped. The rewind and the fast forward are arrow keys pointing left and right. The play pause button is a large kind of rectangular button with an indent in the middle. Very easy to identify, very easy to find. All right. On the above those buttons, on the very left-hand side, is a circular power button, which you would hold down to power the machine on and off. In the middle, there's a crescent moon-shaped button with a letter S on it, and that is your sleep mode button. So you would press that, and it would activate sleep mode with, you know, just like your Victorator stream, basically. You know, sleep mode, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour, depending on how many times you push the sleep mode button. To the right of that is your up and down arrow keys for the volume, and there is a Braille letter V that indicates that it's volume. The arrow keys pointing up and pointing down are very, very nicely defined. They did a really good job designing some of these buttons. So, you know, there you go. On the basic player and on the standard and on the advanced player, near the top, near the back on the top of the unit, there are some sets of up and down arrow keys, and I'm going to explain them to you. There's only two, and in the middle there's a round speaker. So on the left hand side is for tone, and there's a Braille letter T that will indicate that to you. You press up to make it go higher, down to make it go lower. In the middle, like I said, there's a circular speaker, and on the right there is a speed up and down arrow key, and again they're very nicely defined with the letter S marked a little bit to the left in the middle of these. And up obviously makes it faster, down makes it to go slower. Okay, and that's basically, if you've got a basic player, that's all you're going to need. Now the advanced player has a few added buttons to it, and I'm going to go over those for you right now. So again, this next piece is only for folks who have an advanced player. All right, so the button on the very, very left for the advanced player is an information button. It's a diamond-shaped button with a dot in the middle of it. You will press that button, and it sounds just like the Victorator stream. I'm going to go ahead and press it right now. I don't have a cartridge in, so when the cartridge is not in, you're in help mode. So I'm going to go ahead and press it a little bit so you can hear.
Information. To hear the current reading position, battery status, and power source, press this information button. You may press the information button repeatedly to step through these items. You may also press and hold the information button to play the built-in user guide. Press and hold the information button again to close the user guide. Battery charge remaining, 19 hours. Battery recharge in progress.
Okay, so basically I do have it plugged in, so it's saying that the battery recharge is in progress, and that's fantastic. To the right of the diamond-shaped information button with the dot in the middle is a button labeled PEEV, which is a previous button, previous element button. And what that basically means, just like your Victorator stream, you can go backward between different elements in a book. And I'm going to go ahead and press this button and let you guys listen to this.
Previous element. Each time you press this previous item button, you will move to the previous item at the navigation level you have chosen. For example, if you chose chapter from the navigation menu, then each time you press the previous item button, you will move to the beginning of the previous chapter. Similarly, if you chose section or bookmark, you will move backward to the previous section or bookmark. Regardless of your chosen navigation level, pressing the previous item button repeatedly will eventually bring you to the beginning of the book.
Okay, so that is your previous element button. Okay, so far we've got the diamond-shaped information button, the previous button, which has kind of like a left arrow shape to it. Next to that is the menu button that has it's a rectangular type button with a line going from left to right, a raised line in the middle of it. And I'm going to go ahead and press this menu button and let you guys listen.
Navigation menu. To choose from the types of navigation available in a book, such as by chapter, section, or bookmark, press this navigation menu button repeatedly. The menu may have different choices for each book. Use the previous item button to the left or the next item button to the right to move backward or forward at your chosen navigation level. For example, if you choose to navigate by chapter, then the previous item button will move backward a chapter at a time, and the next item button will move forward a chapter at a time. The first time you press the menu button, the player will announce, but will not change the current navigation level.
All right, there you go. So that is your menu button. And then, of course, to the right of that is a right arrow button, and you heard about it just now in the navigation menu. It is your next button, so or a forward button, and it'll go forward by different types of elements like bookmarks or chapters or depending on how the book is set up. So from the left, again, we've got the diamond-shaped information button, the left arrow previous button, the menu button, which is a rectangular kind of button with a line that is raised and goes from left to right, and then the next button, which is an arrow that points to the right with the letter N above it for next. The last button on this player is a button that is rectangular in shape, going lengthwise from top to bottom. It goes long end from top to bottom. Left to right is the short end of the rectangle, and it's got a line raised in the middle of it going from top to bottom, and it's got the letter B marking it, which is the bookmark button. And if you press it, this is what you hear.
Bookmark. Press the bookmark button to set a bookmark at the current reading position. To return to a bookmarked position, press the menu button until you hear bookmark jump. Then use the previous and next buttons to move backwards or forwards to your bookmarked positions. When you reach the desired position, you can press play to continue reading or press bookmark again to delete that bookmark. There are automatic bookmarks for the beginning and end of the recording and for the current reading position. Bookmarks will be saved in the player memory after you remove the book or turn off the player. If you replay the book at a later date, the bookmarks will still be available. The player can store a very large number of bookmarks, so deleting them is optional.
There you go. So again, if you press the bookmark key, it will save a bookmark at your current position. And then if you want to access that bookmark, you press the menu button, which is the one with the M on it. It's in the middle, which I've recently described. You press the menu button, and then you will go either left or right arrow on it to find the bookmark that you want. Once you find it, you press the play button, which is the button toward the front of the unit, big rectangular button with the indent in the middle, and it'll start playing from where you're at. So that's basically it with the player, and the buttons I just described, of course, are only for people who have the advanced player. Now let's talk a little bit about the cartridge that your books are going to come built into. The cartridge is a rectangular cartridge with kind of like a ring on one end of it, and that is so you can slip your finger into that little ring and pull the cartridge out of the player when you need to. All right, the cartridge does come in a small box that's plastic. That's a lot like, it feels like the box that your tapes used to come in, only of course it's a lot more, it's a lot smaller in size, and it will allow just for that one cartridge to be put in it, okay? Same labeling system. If you need to return the cartridge to NLS, you basically flip the card over like you would if it was a cassette or a box of cassettes. So it's the same mailing system. That doesn't look like it's changed at all. And those boxes feel real nice. Because I know, you know, when I used to get some of those old boxes with the tapes in them, it looked like somebody had chewed on them sometimes. I mean, it was ridiculous. They were pretty gross. But these new little cartridge boxes look very, very nice. Anyway, the cartridge itself is rectangular. There are some indents on the left and on the right-hand side. It's shaped in a way where it will only go into the player one way. On one end, which is the opposite end of where the ring is, there's almost like a USB connector on the very end of it. And that's pretty much what it looks like they're using to do this thing. It's a USB connector. And what you do is you take that end and slide it into the front end of your NLS player, which is what I'm going to do right now. Click it into place.
Please wait.
And it's
the 150 best American recipes. Indispensable dishes from legendary chefs and undiscovered cooks.
Current position.
The 150 best American recipes. Indispensable dishes from legendary chefs and undiscovered cooks. Edited by Fran McCullough and Molly Stevens. Best American recipes.
Okay, very cool. And I hit the pause button, by the way, which is the same as the play button to stop it. Okay, it's play pause. And again, I've slid the cartridge into the book player. And it immediately starts telling you what the book is, and you know, you can hit fast forward, rewind, things like that, to get past the table of contents and all that good stuff. Let me go ahead and do that. I'm going to press play now.
Indispensable dishes from legendary chefs.
And then I'm
going to
press forward, the fast forward key.
Forward.
4309. Copyright 2006 by Houghton Mifflin Company. Read by Annie Waters. This book contains 334 pages.
Now, what if I wanted to go faster? I can obviously go to the speed up and down arrow keys and let her read a little faster to me. Let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to hit play.
9 hours, 30 minutes.
And I'm going to hit up arrow.
This book contains markers, allowing direct access to the contents, forward, introduction, and chapters at level 1, to the recipes at level 2, and to the sections at level 3. Library of Congress annotation.
There we go. And I hit pause again to stop it. So this is a very nice player. Very good job. Whoever designed this did a fantastic job. I will say the buttons are well spaced out. I will say that they are very well defined. For those of you who really need a little bit more definition in your buttons on your player, these are real good. If you're a person that works with senior citizens, or if you are a senior citizen, I can promise you that this player is going to be very easy to use, just like the tapes were. It's not anything complicated. And I think you guys will be very, very happy with the NLS player, okay? That's basically it. My name is Bill. Hey, everybody, it's Bill Bullis. Welcome to the Friday Morning Podcast.
Stop. All right.
I'm going to ask, who's Bill Bullis? I mean,
it's just a person online that does similar things that I do online, where I record podcasts and stuff and play it and let other blind people download them. If you would go to that website, you know, online, you would find his recordings and stuff. He does stuff every week, various different technologies and stuff. It's just, the reason I picked that is it was short. There was another one that was done from ACB Interactive Radio. I don't know if anybody's familiar with it or not, but it's the national ACB 24-hour radio service they do, and they had one, but it was closer to 40 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, picked this one. Yeah. It was briefer, and his description was real good.
He
did a good job of describing. Like he said, there are two different units, so you're going to have to make a choice. Most people, I think, will automatically be given the basic unit, and the basic unit is very simple. It just has up and down volume, up and down speed, a play pause button, a power button, a sleep button, and a fast forward and a rewind button. So
how do you get to be one of the special ones to get the...
You would have to contact the library and request an advanced unit.
Okay.
The biggest difference between the standard unit and the advanced unit is that the basic unit basically... You stick a cartridge in, it starts playing it wherever you left it off. It remembers where you stop at every time. You know, kind of like your cassettes. You know, if you don't rewind it or whatever, it's going to play right where you left off. So that's what the basic unit is going to do. The advanced unit, the basic unit just allows you to play. You can use the fast forward and the rewind keys, you know, to move around to some extent. But the advanced unit allows you to put multiple bookmarks on it wherever you want, so you can jump around by your own bookmarks. And it also allows you to navigate these new digital books. You know, your cassette books, you know how you had a tone index on them?
Yeah.
Where you're skimming forward and it'll go beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Well, you don't have to do that on the cartridge player, and especially on the advanced unit, because it has different ways of jumping around chapter to chapter or page to page.
They only tone index the nonfiction. The fictions were never tone indexed.
Really? I didn't know that. Huh. Okay. But for most people, you know, they don't care. They just want to read the book.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a little more advanced and you want to be able to jump around chapter to chapter and things like that, then you might want the advanced model. But that's its biggest difference. Both the basic and the advanced had the sleep timer, you know, where it goes 15, 30, 45 minutes an hour. And that's real, real handy. It's got a real big speaker on it. It's very, very clear, as you could hear. It's a very good sound. Sounds really nice. Unlike the cassette units, you know, when you used to speed them up, you know, they'd sound like Donald Duck. The new digital units don't have that problem. You can speed them up to about 3 times normal speed, I think maybe even farther. I'm not real, real sure, but it just sounds like the person's talking faster and faster and faster and faster.
But at the same tone.
But at the same tone. Same, yeah, pitch. Same pitch. Yeah, pitch doesn't change.
Yeah, Becky makes comments about
it's really nice. Yeah, I hate listening to the Donald Duck books. So, and if you want to get one of these, you certainly can contact the library, the Cleveland Library, and you can get on the list. I believe there's an order to how they do this right now. First, it's veterans. What do they call them? Centenarians?
People over 100.
100, yeah. Over 100. And then it comes down to the rest of us. And from what I'd heard, these basically started pushing out in August, so.
Well, the guy at the state convention last year was taking sign-ups, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's when I signed.
Me too.
Okay, good, good. Then you don't even have to worry about it.
Assuming you turned it in, yeah.
Well, you certainly can call your, you know, the Cleveland Library and find out.
It was a Columbus guy that did it. But,
yeah. And, you know, since then, you know, they, what is it? The Cincinnati Libraries went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now we only have the Cleveland Library here in the whole state.
And since you're mentioning that, my insider told me that they're very far behind up there in Cleveland. They did not staff properly for absorbing Cincinnati.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they said they only got 2 more people.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Oh, you heard that, huh?
I talked to the little man when I was...
Yeah, so don't expect your players anytime soon, I guess is what...
He told me, well, it ain't supposed to be all done by 2012. He said, well, you'll probably be in 2012.
And for the players? Geez.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
For the books, they were way behind.
Oh, that's a shame.
Kathy said what they had. How many mail tubs of returned books they hadn't logged back in yet? Did you say 4?
Oh, cassettes?
Yeah.
Of the cassettes.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
In these big mail.
And they were doing pretty good, because I was getting cassettes. You know, I'd send one back, and next thing you know, 3 more show up. You know,
I've had about a file of 10. I mean, how many stocked me up with.
Yeah.
And it's always been full, and I told Kathy, I said, man, my list is getting, I only have maybe half of them. I've been turning them back and haven't been getting them.
Oh, wow. Then they were good about that up until,
until
maybe late spring, yeah.
The merger, which was in July.
Yeah.
You know, change your subscription, though, because there's different ways of getting your books. If you send them a list, you know, when you get the new Talking Book Topics, mm-hmm. just change it and say, I want to get, you know, 2 books a week. Or whatever, and you can do that. And mine are pretty regular. They might it's not a week anymore. It might be 2 books a week and a half.
Yeah.
But they're pretty regular. If you do it that way, if you do it, send one, get one.
Yeah.
Then you probably have a.
You might wait. Yeah, you might be waiting now. Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised when I signed up for it. Then all of a sudden I started getting all these books. I said I end up at the beginning. None of the replacements. I turn them back. They send new one, but I always had 9 or 8.
And they were quick. And they were quick about it. Now, I mean, I'd get one. You know, it just bam, the next week there was another, or at one point they were sending me like 6 at a time. I said, hey, whoa, come on, guys.
Yeah. did you know Kathy Webster? The librarian up there?
No, I knew Barb Meads.
Okay, because it's alphabetical. Okay, that's right. Kathy had my letter part.
Because I actually interviewed up there years ago.
Oh, did
I came in second.
The nice thing about the digital units is there is an online service called Bard, which, don't ask me, I never can remember. It's books and something, but it's the NLS's online website, the new digital program. The nice thing about these new units is you don't have to wait and get the cartridge from the library. You can do like he was talking about. He was alluding to what they call a thumb drive. I don't know how many of you use computers enough to know what a thumb drive is, but it's a very little external memory drive, very small, about easily fit in the palm of your hand.
The USB drives?
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, real small things. Yeah. Size of your thumb.
They use what they call solid state memory, you know, flash memory, called flash memory. But you can get a small one of those at anywhere. Staples, Walmart, you can get a 1 or 2 gigabyte sized cartridge. And by the way, I believe these cartridges that come from NLS are, I believe they're 1 gigabyte for the book size. They store one book on them, and you get one book, you get one cartridge per book. The whole book is stored on one cartridge now. So you don't have 8 or 10 cassettes or whatever, you know. But what you can do is if you have a computer and you have an internet connection, you don't want to wait for cartridges, fine. You can log on to the Bard website, and you have to go through NLS. You know, you have to call Cleveland to sign up for it, but it's not a hard process to do. You can download, I think they've got about 14,000 books on the service right now. And a number of magazines. There's 15 or 20 different magazines there now, monthlies. And you can simply download one of those to your computer, unzip it onto the USB drive, plug it into the side of the player, hit your play button, and bam, there's your book. You get done with it, race it, go out to the site, grab another, unzip it onto it, plug it into the player, hit play, and it starts playing.
But Rick, you can't play it directly off your computer?
No.
You have to have the player?
No. The NLS books are protected.
Oh, that's why they're doing it.
And so they cannot be played on a computer.
That's why they're doing it for protection.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Copyright protection. Same
way. What's to keep a person from downloading a book onto a USB drive and then going and getting another one and hanging on to that, the first book, and getting a second, you know?
Nothing, and you're allowed. I've got probably 100 books at home right now.
That you can just hang on to?
Yeah. Here in my one unit, I've probably got 10 or 12 different books on it. Yeah, you don't return these. You just download them. You don't return them. The cartridges you return, you know, that the service sends you.
Yeah.
But
like
if
there's a book that you really, really like and wanted to hang on to.
Download it.
Wow, because you couldn't do that with the tape.
No. But, of course, everybody and their grandmother has recorded these tapes and they're online and people share them around all the time anyways that aren't even on the service. But, they don't restrict you. You go onto the site, download as many books as you want. Okay. Read them at your leisure. All right. Any more questions about the NLS unit?
The advanced unit, Rick, do you pay for it? Or
no.
They're
free.
They're free to blind and physically.
Right. Yeah, if you meet the requirements. Yeah.
Like I need to send in my cassette recorder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to get the cassette units back or not.
I told you, last time I read, they said for a while.
I imagine at some site they're just going to say the heck with it. And, you know, well, we don't need these back, you know.
You probably want to keep them to 2012, though, right?
it's hard to sell it for a historical.
yeah.
And if there's some other tape that you want to request, it was recorded.
Yeah, because there are tapes.
It's not going to be digital. It's going to be on the old thing.
They have converted a certain amount of tapes over to the digital service, but unfortunately, all the old tapes were stored very poorly, and a lot of the masters were ruined. Tons and tons of masters were ruined or just thrown away. And so unfortunately, a lot of the old books that you love aren't necessarily going to be on the new service. Some of them will, some of them won't.
And they're still recording books onto cassettes.
Are they?
You still get a new list every other month.
Wow.
I was wondering.
That's surprising. I'm surprised.
But what I did hear is that they're doing them both ways.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they probably, the narrator reads it once and it gets either put onto tape or cartridge. Yeah.
But I was really surprised at that.
And that will stop.
Yeah.
That will stop sooner or later. But yeah, hang on to your cassette units.
When all the digital.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah.
But
you know, Rick, do you remember the old record things?
You know, I've heard of them, but I don't. Unfortunately, I've only lost my sight over the last 5 years. But yeah, I've heard people talk, and people still want them.
It's really funny. I remember the mic because I was able to see back then, but I had a friend in like junior high, and she had one. And they were just like, do you remember those old record players they used in school?
Mm-hmm.
Those huge boxy things.
Yeah, they were huge.
The records were more like those you used to get in cereal boxes.
Yep.
You know?
They were flimsy, so
they
wouldn't break.
They were very flimsy. Yeah. They were scratched.
Yeah.
They came in these huge cases in cereal boxes with the straps on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went back. They were 33s, and they went back to the big, huge old 78s. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, but they had them until... They still had some in the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And the magazines were still on them in the 80s. Somehow.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yep.
And then they had them on reel-to-reel, too, prior to cassette, I guess.
Oh, wow.
What a nightmare I heard that was.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah. People said, send a book, wait for the NLS reader.
If we don't want to wait for the NLS reader, what do we do?
Well, if you... I would suggest everybody go ahead and, you know, get your reader, but if you want to get started, the bird says, I want my reader.
I'll read you.
If you want to get started, I've been on the BARD program back before it was official. It was a beta site, and it was just to certain people. When I got my Humanware Victor Stream back in 2007. So I've been listening to books now for over 2 years on the digital books. I don't even mess with the cassettes anymore. Didn't like them to start with, and certainly don't like them now that I can read them this way. I'm going to pass this around. This is the Victor Stream. The one nice thing about the NLS units, like we alluded to, they're free. Unfortunately, these units that I'm going to pass around aren't free. The Humanware Victor Stream that's being passed around right now is $300, and you can get it some places for as low as $329.
And you know where those places are?
Yeah. If somebody was really interested, yeah, I have sources.
Okay. Is there a cheaper alternative? This is the
It's an SD card, is it?
It's an SD card.
This is up in the top.
This is what I use for my photography.
Yep, same type of and in a cell phone. Some cell phones use them. Cameras use them.
Yeah.
Yep. It will use up to a 32 gigabyte. What they call an SD card. It's the same thing as in your cameras and stuff. Buy them anywhere. Buy as many as you want. And swap them in and out of the unit.
Is this compatible then with the barge service?
Or? Yep. Yep. You download your books onto your computer. You hook the unit up to a USB port. Shows up as a drive, just like a little flash drive would.
Yeah.
Copy your books over to the appropriate folder and unhook it and take it with you. You can put as many books on that as your memory will hold. And another nice thing about it, these new NLS players do have the capability, I've heard, of playing music on them, MP3 music, to some extent. Things like the stream, you can literally put thousands of songs on this unit. And it'll play other things that you can get, other like MP3 movies, you know, online that are described. It'll play text documents. It'll play HTML files, you know, Word, web pages that you can download onto it.
Oh, so it's actually more.
Yes, these are more feature rich than the NLS players.
In your opinion, is it really worth it?
It is to me. You'd have to decide that on your own as to whether or not it would be worth it to you. Yeah. If you like to read a lot of books, if you like it to go with you wherever you go, yeah, it can, because you can fit dozens and dozens of NLS books on there. You can fit all kinds of other books on there too. It's not limited to just NLS books. It can use other services like Audible, which is an audio service you buy from online. My one other unit here will play iTunes music files.
Here you go.
But
the Victor Stream won't play the iTunes.
Victor Stream currently does not play iTunes music, but I will bet money that will change since the new.
Does it do MP3 music?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It plays MP3 files, WAV files, Windows Media Audio files, and various other formats that you're probably not familiar with.
Okay.
It'll also play online what they call Braille files.
Okay.
That, I guess, are electronic Braille.
Oh, wow.
From the...
It plays dots?
What
the heck is that? That's electronic Braille.
Electronic Braille? It converts the dot codes electronically back to speech.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I could.
They're called BRF files.
See it. It'll be... .3.
No. And the nice thing about this over the NLS is you can only, the NLS is only going to remember the position, I believe, of one book at a time.
Uh-huh.
If you put another cartridge in there, I don't believe it remembers the advanced unit will.
Yeah.
But I do not believe the basic will. The nice thing about the stream and the other unit I'm going to pass around here in a couple minutes is, no matter how many books you have on here, or other types of MP3 files, MP3 movies, or podcasts, if you get such things off the internet, you know, it remembers it's every one of their positions.
Yeah, we were talking earlier on the phone, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the answer, but we were talking about if you could find a place online to download a descriptive movie, would you do that?
Yeah, there are some places online that you can get MP3 movies that are described, and even some that are undescribed. They're not necessarily totally legitimate services, but they're certainly out there.
Okay.
And I'll be the first to admit I've got plenty of downloaded movies that I listen to from time to time. So, okay.
Is there a cost to that, Rick? Assuming these aren't coming from like Serbia or.
No. The places that they're at are they're freely distributed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they're not entirely above board.
No. So the Victor Stream is how much?
The Victor Stream from Humanware, I believe, is $360, and I've seen places selling it as low as $329.
Okay. Michelle was going to ask a question. Okay. I heard her voice.
Oh. I just wondered, now, the unit has to be recharged or something?
Oh, yes, yes, these both are, and even the NLS unit, the NLS units, just like, and I didn't know the old cassette units could do this, but I guess they have batteries in them.
Yeah.
And you charge them and take them with you. The new unit supposedly has about a 30-hour playtime on batteries. Victor Stream is the same, and so is the Book Sense here, the other unit. I'll pass around here in a minute. They use their own special batteries, but yeah, well, the Victor Stream that I just passed around charges in about 4 hours, and it will play for approximately 15 hours. So it's not as long as the NLS, but it's still a pretty good amount of playing time.
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Now, how much is the thing you're going to show us now?
Okay. This is called the Book Sense. This is produced by GW Micro, which you might know is one of the screen reader manufacturers. Windowize. If you're familiar with them or not, but... the difference with this unit is there are two different types of the unit. There's a basic, which is what I've got. Through the end of September, it's $314. And at the end of September, I think it goes up to $349. There is an extended model of this as well, and it's, I think at the end of September, it's going to be $499. It has a radio in it, an FM radio. That's fully accessible. You know, tells you the frequency and everything. I'll turn these on here and I'll show you some of the features on them here. After I pass this one around. And you see it right off the bat, it's a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It feels just like a cell phone, shaped just like a cell phone. Keys are not quite as pronounced. The reasons you might want to stream a bigger stream over, say, the Book Sense is... You felt the book. You felt the stream. You could tell the keys were very well pronounced. The Book Senses aren't so nearly as well pronounced. So if you got neuropathy or something like that, you know, it might not be as easy to.
Please.
Is that a toy?
It's a plastic pot.
Plastic pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just flipped out his legs and it went sliding.
The extended model has a radio, an FM radio on it. It also has what is called Bluetooth, which allows you to hook up wireless Bluetooth headphones to it. And it has 4 gigabytes of internal built-in storage on it. So it uses a flash card, an SD flash card, just like the Victor Stream does.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has the 4 gigabytes of internal memory as
That's
well.
That's quite a bit of memory.
Yeah, it is. That's a good deal of memory.
What does maybe an average book take up in memory?
The NLS books, an average book, I don't know, probably around 200 megabytes.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Some of the bigger books, around 500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a 35, 40-hour book, probably about 500 megabytes, half a gig.
Damn.
Most of the, you know, 10, 12 hour, 15 hours, mm-hmm. they're a lot, they're smaller, more around 100 and something to 200 megabytes.
Mm-hmm. You can get quite a few.
Yeah, you can get a lot. You can get a lot. The Book Sense there, I've got 4 or 5 books on it right now of different types, and I've got about 2,000 songs on it. So, I mean, it definitely will hold a lot of content.
There you go, Rick.
Okay. And it, too, holds just the SD cards, and it goes up to 32 gigabytes. Nice thing is the Victor Stream doesn't generally come with a card. You have to purchase your own card. The Book Sense, the standard model comes with a 2 gigabyte card. The extended model comes with an 8. But, they're easy to buy. You can get them at Walmart, Staples. You know, pretty cheap. I just bought a 16 gigabyte for this, and I think it cost me about $40.
Yeah, the price has really come down.
Yeah, they have. Come down.
I think I.
A lot.
Paid $60 for. I can't remember how big it was, but it was. It was less than a gig.
Oh my!
I mean, it's been a number of years ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they've come down. Yeah. The 32s are getting fairly cheap too now. They're about $60, $70.
problem is with my photography, it makes me lazy because I don't take stuff off the
SD drive
and do anything with it.
And then you find out
more and more pictures
that you've got 500 pictures on it all of a sudden more. Yeah.
Easily.
Okay. One of the nice things about the book, since the smaller unit over the Victor Stream, is the Victor Stream doesn't have a clock, which doesn't really matter all that much, I guess. That's a nice thing about the book sense here. I'll turn it on.
Volume 19. Volume 20. Volume 21. Volume 21.
Oops, I maxed out. Okay. And you can hear the voice on this. This has a clock on. There's a little button right on the front I can press. It'll tell you.
2:51 p.m. and 16 seconds, Saturday, September 12th, 2009.
I like the seconds.
Yeah. I don't know why they... I don't know why they went to that extreme. But it also has alarm functions on it. You can use the alarm clock. I've done that a couple times.
That's a pretty neat speaker you've got, too.
Yeah, it's a little battery power. Well, it'll run on batteries or AC power. Yeah, I thought I'd better bring it. I didn't know how loud anything was going to be. That's another thing. The Victor Stream's got an internal speaker in it, too. This has an internal speaker in it. You're hard of hearing to any extent. The stream speaker is definitely not very loud unless you have it hooked up to something external.
The Hammer of God.
1 of 4.
Let's see here.
The Hammer of God.
Hey.
1 of 4.
Hit the right button, dummy.
The Discovery of the Titanic.
2 of 4.
These are NLS books that I've downloaded to the unit from online.
Beyond Reach, The Search for the Titanic.
3 of 4.
And if I start...
Loading. Beyond Reach, The Search for the Titanic.
Beyond Reach, The Search for the Titanic. By William Hoffman and Jack Grimm. DB66711.
These will speed up.
Copyright
like
1982 by William Hoffman and Titanic 1981 Incorporated. This is a new recording of RC-19140. Read by Erickson Aspect. This book contains 200 pages. Approximate reading time, 5
well,
hours,
that's
5 minutes.
Now that's as fast
this
as the...
Markers, allowing direct access to the contents.
The book
code,
sense will speed up.
Appendix, bibliography,
well,
attachments to photographs,
faster,
and pictures.
There are some... Well, the Victor Stream will go twice as fast as this.
Oh, my goodness.
And believe it or not, people read at that rate.
Oh, my goodness.
There are a lot of complaints about the book sense right now that it's only a 2x speed.
People go to Auditory Olympics or something.
People just get you get used to it. You just get used to it. I used to read an entire novel in 8 or 10 hours. You know what I can see. It's just whatever you're used to doing, and the same for hearing. You know, people just get used to. Myself, I don't like to play the books real fast. I like to just sit and enjoy them.
My problem, though, is I've always, when people read to me, I start falling asleep.
Oh, yeah?
That's what my problem is.
Yeah, me too. That's why this thing, I'll sit it for 15 minutes and if I fall asleep, at least it's going to stop. I don't have to rewind it.
Yeah. Yes, and that's a sleep timer.
As opposed to the cassette, they'll play all the way
to the end. All the way to the end and just sit there. And
every once in a while, Becky will come in and she'll turn off my computer, my player, because it's not saying anything. She says,
well, I end up having
to
just keep replaying it over and over, and I fall asleep. And nah. Okay, I remember hearing
you never get, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not the only one.
Some of the other nice things this will do is it also is a recorder. You can take it with you. You can dictate notes and stuff if you're out places.
How much does it hold?
As much as the card will hold.
Okay.
Which can be hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of hours. The book, The book sense is very high quality. It can record really. It can record very high quality recordings. It is also capable of being plugged into different things like a stereo, where you could record music or whatever from a stereo. So, you know, they definitely have lots of different features. I'm going to hook up the Victor stream here real quick.
So we should have you come back next week, and I mean next month, and do a descriptive video with your device.
Yeah, pick a movie. Yeah, pick a movie and see if I can find it.
Yeah, we could do our own, we could rent one of those popcorn stands and do a official.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Yeah.
Note 30. Volume, volume 15.
We could have a counter there. We could sell pop. Popcorn.
Yeah.
You really want to
bookshelf
that
next notes five notes. Talking books two books one.
No enemy but time.
Stop.
I'll show you here real quick. He was talking about how fast you could play an NLS book on the Victor stream.
No Enemy But Time by Michael Bishop.
Speed.
Copyright 1982 by Michael Bishop. All rights reserved. Narrated by Bob Askey. This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains a marker allowing direct access to the beginning of the book. Annotation. While on a time travel assignment in
Greece,
after fathering a child, he returns to the present, where he finds the conflicting realities of two different lives
and you can play
two different
slower
times have changed him forever.
Been near as slow
wrong
as you can fast.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, if it's that slow, I'll be asleep.
And the stream as well, it can play various types of other formats of music and stuff, and it can record. It doesn't record notes as well as the book sense does, but it does a decent job.
So do you have a favorite? Come on now. Buckle under the pressure.
The Victor stream's been out now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's a more mature unit. It's been updated several times. It's more stable.
Okay.
The book sense has only been out since June.
Oh, okay.
And it's just on its very first update, and the machine is kind of easy to crash at this point. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things the book sense can do that the Victor stream can't, but the Victor stream definitely is a very, very stable, reliable unit. It's quite hard to crash it.
Which is easier to use if you're technologically challenged?
Which would be easier? Probably the stream. Mm-hmm. The stream just has what it calls bookshelves. You on the front, you keep hitting the one key till you get to the bookshelf you want. There's talking books, there's notes, there's text files, there's music. You keep hitting that till you get to the one you want. And then you use your four and six keys on the pad to go back and forth between the book. And mm-hmm. once you find it, you just hit the play button. The book sense is more like a computer. It has files and folders, mm-hmm. Just like, you know, on your computer.
Yeah.
And it almost acts exactly the same way. Matter of fact, this run, the book sense runs a version of Windows on it.
Huh.
Like the little mobile computers. So it acts very much like Windows, whereas the stream's a little more easy, I think, for somebody that, like you said, is accessibility challenged. I would probably recommend the stream for somebody like that. And I would definitely recommend the stream to anybody that has sensitivity issues, you know, with their fingers. The streams, the buttons are definitely easier on the stream to find. A lot more pronounced.
Yeah, we know Sam's not sensitive.
let's not get personal.
And then there was that moment of silence where nobody said anything.
Sam,
can you record on the stream?
Yes.
Because you indicated you could record on the other one.
You can record on both of them. The stream doesn't do near as good a job. The BookSense has a very high quality digital recorder on it.
Can you play back something on one or both of them that you recorded? Just so we can hear the
voice? Yeah, I'll do something.
Nothing too personal, please.
Yeah, I don't want blackmail and stuff.
All those recordings have been erased.
Okay. Let me see. I probably have to set this one up. Hold on.
You could sing a lullaby to Ed. Alarm settings, data type set, voice settings,
dialogue, recording settings. Is that a tattoo in his ear? Yeah. Yeah, they all have one. Oh, it makes sense in case they get lost. Well, when they're puppies and they're out in the yard, some of them look similar. But I did have someone at work going, oh my god, he's got something green in his ear. My other dogs had purple tattoos.
Okay.
Alright, I'm going to push the record button on this. Okay, and now the unit is recording. And this is a test. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Alright, I'll stop it.
Stop play recording.
And I'll hook it up here to the speaker so it's a little easier to hear. Alright.
Play.
Okay, now the unit is recording. And this is a test. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Alright, I'll stop it.
Now, which one is that?
Beyond this is the book sense.
The search for the Titanic.
The small one. The
that
small
sounded
one.
Really good.
Yeah. They need to work on it a little. It's a little loud.
Oh, I thought you turned that up for all of us.
No, it's pretty loud. They need to adjust it slightly. Okay, let me turn the Victor on. For voice, you'll probably won't notice a whole lot of difference. Where the BookSense is a lot better is if you're trying to record something from an external microphone or a line plugged into it from like a stereo or something.
Oh. Okay.
Where the stream can't do that. All right, let's see here.
Are they, at this point, you know, updating the stream to be more compatible with the other one? With the BookSense?
Well, it's limited on what it can do for like recording and stuff. But yeah, some of the other stuff I'm sure will be.
Start recording.
Okay, and now I'm recording with this. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is a voice test. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Start recording.
You notice they never test 4.
And both of these are very, very simple to record with. There's a button on the side. You just press it in until it says start recording. And then on either one, you have the ability to pause by hitting the button again or to stop, and it's pretty much that simple.
Explicit
description. Explicit.
Yeah, that's the one book.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 2. Books. Other books, 4. Book, audible books, 38. Books, 1. Music, 1. Text files, notes, 6. Notes. Notes. Note, 30.
Oh my god.
Dave Rain.
Note, 31.
Stash.
Note, 33.
I got a speed problem here.
Lens.
Hold on.
Speed.
Cell phone number.
November 24 at 1:54 p.m. 3306.
Note, 38.
He's got it wrapped around
his yellow cab phone number.
Note, 39. Note, 40.
He pulled up a piece of
Now I'm recording with this. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is a voice test. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
End of note.
No.
Yeah, in a voice, you don't notice any difference. You really...
found my secret hiding place.
I'm sorry, could you play it again? I was so busy taking that out of his mouth, I missed it.
Okay, and now I'm recording with this. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is a voice test. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
End of note.
So. That really picked up because you could hear that plane.
Yeah, so you could hear the plane there in the background.
I was going to ask you, could you have that thing sitting in the middle of the table and could have recorded our whole meeting?
Yes. Yeah, no problem. Either unit, no problem. Yep. Yep, definitely. And it, like I said, it'll record
both of them.
It'll record up to the amount of space on a card. It can go hundreds, literally hundreds of hours.
Wow. Now, I noticed that if you had Note 3, Note 30, 31, 32. Every time you do a new note, it attaches a new number to it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Is there any way you can file your notes together? Because I noticed you had some phone numbers in there.
Yeah.
And so there's phone numbers and then something else, the more phone numbers can you...
Not on the unit, no. It just goes note to note to note.
Nope, nope, nope.
But they can be converted over to the PC.
And resort
them. And you could resort them, yeah. You could put them in different folders or whatever there. Yep. So, you know, they're definitely more expensive. I mean, you know, well, they're a lot more expensive because the NLS is free. And but, you know, it depends on what you want to be able to do. I like the portability of the units. You know, to be able to go anywhere with them. You know, you can go anywhere with an NLS unit, but it's a lot bigger. This book sense will fit in your pocket. So, just depends on what you want to be able to do.
Well, thank you, Rick.
Yeah, okay.
If I drop it on a cement floor, will it break?
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Is that a voice of experience, Sam, or?
Yeah, he just did that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely... I would imagine the NLS players are more sturdy.
Oh, yeah, it's a big container.
You know, but they're also a lot bigger. Yeah, these are... You know, this is... Either one of these are probably no more or less fragile than your cell phone or your camera.
But he does have their covers for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I had my cell phone in my cover too, but it wasn't latched or something. Anyhow, it slid out of the cover and went down. And
ouch.
Now, when you turn it on, it goes cycles to turn on and then automatically signs right back off.
Uh oh.
So it's functioning.
Yeah.
It goes on and off.
Sort of kind of.
Continuous stream.
So, oh, wow.
Doesn't work.
And I was going to show you how to get online to get books, but I don't suppose that's really necessary.
I'll continue just waiting for them to show up. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our own